This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. David White is joining us. He serves on the board of directors of the Kansas Ag Bankers Division of the Kansas Bankers Association. David, KBA just recently held a couple of webinars revolving around agriculture.
The ag economic and ag lending landscape is certainly being heavily impacted by the coronavirus. Obviously, our friends in the livestock sector heavily impacted by the closure or slowdown of several of the meatpacking plants. You know, folks in the pork space really having nowhere to go with their hogs for a short period of time there. Folks in the cattle feeding sector not having a place to go with their cattle that were ready to go to slaughter, and that kind of just backed on up down the supply chain. The crop sector, obviously timing of when those crops are harvested and typically sold, not quite as directly impacted other than the obvious market impacts of declines in prices. Fortunately, USDA did come up with some fairly decent programs with the CFAP, Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, to kind of help make whole some of those producers. So kind of a Band-Aid to help folks get through on a cash flow perspective.
You know, in one aspect, there's the concern about what the farmer does, but this also looks at what the banker needs to do. And are they prepared with their game plan, knowing that we're going to have plenty of distressed loans that are going to be out there in agriculture?
I think most bankers are trying their best to be proactive, working with their customers. Obviously, you know, a lot of community bankers are seen as a resource or a partner to farmers. So being up to date on, you know, these various USDA programs and helping their borrowers navigate getting signed up for those, which obviously helps the cash flow perspective, help reduce some of the operating debt and so forth, and hold balance sheets together. And then, you know, kind of the proactive lender having some conversations with borrowers of, okay, what's plan B and C here if we continue throughout the year and we don't see improvements in the market and cash flow returning, and it looks like we're going to struggle a little bit with some debt service. Is there a plan B that maybe we can restructure some debts against some longer term assets, stretch out that cash flow, buy us a few more years, maybe some sell of some non-productive assets, whether that's old machinery sitting around and collecting rain and rust, or maybe a piece of farm ground that's been rented that hasn't been producing for several years because it's kind of the farthest flung farm that's always tough to get to, and so production's always a little bit lower.
That is David White, who joins us. He serves on the board of directors of the Kansas Ag Bankers Division of the Kansas Bankers Association. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.